Hello, is this Melissa?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Melissa, this is Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a beautiful Monday. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Awesome.
I was a little concerned because, I fixed the concern with the address. But
okay.
I remember when you sold this to me, you said I could just call up or do something to get a target towards another zip code if there was a storm or something. And it just seemed like the person was like, yeah, we'll get it in, but, you know, like, not today. You know what I mean? So I just kind of concerned. They just didn't seem as, like, helpful as you when you sold it to. So I was trying to figure out, you know, what the issue was. They had my personal address.
Yes.
As the business. So all the ads say Dundalk, Maryland, which, well, I only seen one ad. And it was on Facebook. I saw it one time. That's it. So we haven't gotten any calls or anything from anything yet. So I was just wondering, like,
okay, let me see here. Let me look into this. Do you know who you talked to when you were trying to change your advertising target market or area?
Yeah, whoever sent the message.
What was that?
Whoever sent you the message. I talked to them.
Okay, so Sean. You spoke with Sean.
Yeah,
okay, so it says...
But it didn't seem like... Because I told you before, like... If there's a storm or something, we want to target certain areas. So I didn't know it was like a time.
Okay. So it says right here in the notes, I'm just reading verbatim what he said.
Okay.
He says revision, change the address to the 3729 South Hanover Street, Baltimore, Maryland. Okay. Removed the other address and then added Annapolis MD to her. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I'm not from this. And then he did say that he said Facebook revision. Change the location on the content to Baltimore, Maryland. Is that where you wanted to be targeted in?
We want Baltimore County and surrounding area.
Baltimore County, okay. And surrounding areas.
But now
okay,
it's really flooding in Annapolis, so that's why we kind of wanted to target the ads today for Annapolis.
In Annapolis?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me put a note in here. I'm going to put it right now, and I'm going to ask, and I'm going to dash Sean as well, so that way they can do it. Okay, I'm going to put that in for you right now. Let's see.
Yeah, I tried it. The hours are 24 hours, too.
Okay. Is it showing not 24 hours?
Yeah, it's showing 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And then when I look at it on Google, it's showing... like the pictures for it is showing, know, it just maybe just says it. Yeah, it might just be showing it on my Google. It's like the location and stuff, and it's like a weird looking location. It's not the front of her building. I don't know. It's weird. That's on my thing.
All right, let me look it up right now as well. So right now, I told them they're having a storm in the area that you want, that you want to target them. And then I also put, can we please make the changes? And can we please make those changes along with hours of operation?
Why do you think that we haven't gotten, like, one lead?
Let me see why not. I know the last time you guys have, it was October 21st. Now, usually, like I told you before, it usually takes 30 to 45 days to get on the first page of Google. That's when you're going to see the maximum results. So I need to make sure that you guys are, one, in the areas you want to be targeted in, and then two, I want to make sure that you guys' hours of operations are open as well, because if they're not, and people have emergency calls maybe late at night, that's frustrating because you guys should be getting those calls, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. So along with the hours of operation is 24 hours, so can we change their hours? Okay. Now, I want to send this over to him. Okay, so I sent that over to the tech team right now. And then what, let me see here. Okay. So, reservations. I know you guys were having a little trouble with the Google Business Profile. I was reading that you guys had to change a couple of stuff on there as well, and you guys had to do the video verifications.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I apologize for that. That has nothing to do with us. That's just Google, you know, having you guys go through all the vigorous verifications just to make sure. Like I told you before, they have actually made it very tough for businesses to get verified now, because they want to make sure that for their customers that are shopping on Google, they want to make sure that they're getting real people, legitimate businesses. What was that? I'm sorry. You kind of cut out a little bit.
I said we got that squared away, and that's been like a week or two. Maybe, like at least three weeks ago.
Yeah. I just wanted to let you know that it's always the population after that takes the longest. That's why we always say that 30 to 45 days. Okay, so I have you here. Now, let me see really quickly. Give me one sec. I'm doing some research for you guys really quickly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so let's do this. in here. Okay. Okay. Okay, so he's making those changes, I see right now, for that, the Facebook targeting for you guys. And then I also put a request in for just, an update on the Google Business Profile for you as well. Because I know you guys do, I mean, just on your guys's, I know you guys do like restorations and stuff like that, but you guys do like roofing as well.
All that mold, whatever.
Mold, everything like that. Yeah, so he's actually getting back to me. That way we can get an update for you. And I apologize too that this has taken a long time to get you guys going on this first page. It's kind of frustrating. I'm just waiting for his response right here, Melissa, okay?
Yep.
Okay. So those are changed for you. He did make it in the notes that he said that he put those changes as done as soon as we can include Charlie's callback. So he does have those changes made for you already. So those will start to populate in that area where that storm hit through. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then he did say normally it takes around 35 to 45 days from the day that we are added as an admin to the GBP. So you guys should start to populate here within the next week or two on the first page of Google with what your services you provide, okay?
Hey, repeat that for me, I'm sorry.
So he said normally it takes 35 days from the day that we are added as an admin to the GBP, which is the Google Business Profile. Or when the Google Business Profile was live. So I know that, you know, you guys did have it live within 2 weeks ago. So within a couple of weeks here, you guys will definitely start seeing yourself populate on that first page of Google. I know that it did take a little longer because Google had you guys jump through a little bit of hoops to get verified. So that's why it's taking a little bit of longer to be on that first page. But we did put your Facebook ads in that area that you want to be populating in. So now people will start to see those Facebook ads in that area for that storm that is coming in or came in. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any further questions or anything for me that I can answer for you?
I don't think so.
Okay. Melissa, if you ever have an issue or a concern or anything like that, do you have my email address?
I'm unsure. Is there any way you can just email me?
Yeah. I can email you. It's melissa@hero-restorations.com.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to email you. If you ever want to just get a hold of me, send me an email, and then I'll make sure that I block off a time and schedule with you so that way I don't receive incoming calls or I don't hop into a meeting, and then that way I can just be available for you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you so much.
Okay, Melissa. Thank you so much. If you have anything, just go ahead and email me. I'm going to send you that right now, okay?
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, Melissa, you take care. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, you too. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.